Blog Talk Radio.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
is a revolution going on in the body of Christ. Those that don't know this, I want you to know God is doing a new thing, revolutionizing the church based on the Word of God. And we're calling it biblical unity. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not by the will of man. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill to get us going this week with a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Acts 2 and verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thanking you, Father God, for your word. We thanking you for the listeners, those that participate in our pastor. We're giving you thanks, Father God, that you are in control. And we're so glad that you are, Father God, because you are the one that controls our lives and help us to open up our hearts and mind to your word. Holy Spirit, have your way. Bless each and every one on this broadcast, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now. And we're pleading the blood of Jesus on the broadcast, on the listeners, on our pastor, and those that participate. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You know what they're going through. But your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And be with the bereaved family and those that are going through something. And we know that you're in control. So you say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father. So, Lord, help us to trust in you and lean and depend on you, knowing that you're working all things out for our good, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord, we just ask you to open up our hearts and minds to this word, that we will receive it in our hearts and that we will share it with others, Father God. And continue to be with our pastor, lead and guide and direct him. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're talking about oneness, and we're talking about one biblically united. See, everybody is not biblically united because they're not part of what Christ say to be part of. In other words, to be biblically united for us today, we have to be in Christ. That's what it's new. We have to be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. So this newness. Yeah. Now, you got to remember, old things are passed away. That means everything old that's associated with the world, religion, all of that is passed away. He's doing a new thing, and this new thing is a spiritual thing. I just have to say that we're excited about what God's going to do this week, because he says we're on a mission, and he showed it to me over there in the book of Judges. We're going to go right to it. We're going to get into it, and we're going to highlight some of the things we're going to talk about this week. And one of them is the subject is going to be about our mission. And over in the book of Judges, the 18th chapter and the 5th verse, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, if she's available, to read that for us, too.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor BG. Good afternoon, Pastor Bill. Good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor Bill, for that beautiful prayer.
Bless you.
The scripture reads as follows. And when he had set the brand on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burnt up both the shock and also standing corn with the vineyards and olives.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, they will divide it into seven parts. Judah will stay in his territory in the south, and the people of Joseph will keep to their place in the north. Amen.
Wait a minute, maybe we didn't read the right scripture here.
I'm so, Pastor, I was in Joshua.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize. Okay. And from the Message Bible, they said, "Oh, good, inquire of God for us. Find out whether our mission will be a success." Amen.
I want you all to know it will be successful. They said to him, please find out from God if this journey or this mission that God has put us on, will it be a success? It will, brothers and sisters. Play church is over. It's time that ministers, pastors, evangelists, teachers began to unite the body of Christ. That's what God's calling for in these past days. There's a revolution going on, I'm telling you. He says over in Ephesians 4 and the 12th verse says, for the perfecting of the saints. That's what we have these gifts for. They're not people. Get away from that way of thinking. The Bible says that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastor teachers. This is Christ's gift to the church so he could have a glorious church. Our job is to take these gifts and perfect the body of Christ. That's the purpose. Prepare God's people for service.
Yes, amen, amen.
That's our mission. Our mission is to prepare the body of Christ. I don't care where they're at. They may be at Walmart. They may be at Kroger. I don't know where they're at. But God is going to have you to run across some people, or some people going to cross your path, put it that way. Some people going to cross your path, and you got to remember, you're one in the body of Christ. So you have the right to use these gifts. Well, here's the problem. We just haven't been taught that it's okay to do that. Well, I'm here to tell you that God says it's our mission. It's okay to do it. And you will have success. Well, I'm not a pastor. No, that is Christ. Please hear this, sisters and brothers. Get away from religion and listen for a moment. Just listen for a moment. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why did you do that, Lord? Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the Bible says, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I like what the Messenger Bible say that. We got to take these gifts, brothers and sisters, and prepare God's people. Don't be out here trying to get paid because that's what a pastor do. That's religion. That ain't Bible. And especially this kind of pastor. See, the pastors, they ain't going to let you preach this in their church. I'll tell you that right now. That's why Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world. Because you can't go up in a church. They ain't gonna let you teach this here. They ain't going to let you teach that the Spirit of God come on you and you can be pastor. How? What does a pastor do in Christ? Lead people to the Word of God. What does an evangelist do in Christ? Now, these are people that are in, these are spirits that's in Christ. Not religion, not of the world. He called us out of the world, tell us don't be part of the world way of doing things, or don't be part of the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, church. Ain't no preacher. Ain't no pastor. Ain't no bishop, the head of the church. Man, that's a bunch of religious stuff. I'm telling you, Christ gave these gifts for the perfecting of the body, for his body. How about that one?
Yeah.
For his church.
Yeah.
Not not their church, but his church. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this week we'll talk about the difference between Christ's church and the world church. It's two of them. They're different. Believe me. Christ's church is being brought to the stature of Christ. And they began to teach people that it's okay to be to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Pastor, if you would be so kind, I want you to read that. That's Ephesians 4. I think it's 12 and 13. See, once you get that in your spirit, then you're going to understand verse 14 that says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carrying about with every wind of doctrine by the slightness of man and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. See?
Amen.
You gotta be following Christ. Read that out of the Messenger Bible for me, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. Let's see. He handed out gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work. Working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. No prolonged infancy among us, please. We're not tolerate babes in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up and to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. Amen.
Amen.
It starts with truth, people, not with religion. It has to start with truth. Everybody's not ready for truth. I mean, you got a bunch of pastors, they will refuse to step down and be as equal as a teacher or be as equal as an evangelist. They ain't finna do that.
Right.
But here it is right here in the Word of God. It's telling you we all have the gift from Christ to do the same work.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's so important.
Yes, it
but
is.
But see, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence, and violence has taken it by force. Satan got this thing mixed up that being taught generation after generation that the pastor's the head of the church. That's a bald-faced lie. Pastor ain't no head of no church. Christ
All
is
right.
the head of the church, and that's true. Pastors here in Ephesians 4 is the pastors that's in Christ. And what they do, they lead people to a green pasture, which is the Word of God. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. So hopefully this week we'll go through some of these just like a teacher. How can the pastor get paid and the teacher don't? Don't give me your religious answers because I ain't trying to hear it. That's man's stuff. I want you to tell me if it's a gift, why it become a person and why the pastor get paid and the teachers don't. The Bible said they all doing the same thing. Prophets. We're going to talk about the prophets this week. The prophets, Christ's prophets are different than the old time or the Old Testament. This is a different kind of prophet. The prophet today that's in Christ prophesied different. And the word prophet really means to declare. And we're declaring God's truth that people is to come to the realization that righteousness is in Christ, not in a building, not in an organization. Righteousness is in Christ. But you can sit up and talk about, oh, I go to a holiness church. That don't mean nothing. That building ain't holy. Oh, I know you're dedicated. Right. I get all of that. I know you probably anointed it and did all that. That don't make that building holy. And especially when it comes to Christ, that ain't Christ Church, no way. Christ Church is people. That ain't your head, no way. Christ Church is people.
Yeah. Amen.
So when we talk about edifying, we ain't talking about putting no bricks on bricks. We're talking about people getting united so they can be part of this glorious church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the thing God showed. He said, you teach these people that my church is a glorious church, and I don't care how many hanging chandeliers you have, how much carpet you have, it will not be a glorious church. The only way this church can be glorious, it's through the gift that Christ gave his church. Now go over there and read Ephesians 5:27. I'll tell you where it's at. See? These gifts is for the body of Christ, not for the world. The world needs to get saved first. The worldly church needs to get saved first and become converted so they can learn that, hey, Christ want to work in us because we're his body. We're his temple.
Yeah.
I read that over there in 1 Corinthians 6:19. We're his. He said, you don't know this. You don't know that you are the temple. You don't know that. And if you know that, then why are you praying, church, instead of being the church? See? That's where that works. So we have a great job ahead of us, brothers and sisters, not to teach people to believe in us, but to believe in Christ. So when people quote Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let that be a reality. Know that it's through Christ. So our job is to teach people to become one Lord. Hallelujah. One faith.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you've been taught in the past. We have to become a prisoner of the Lord. And Paul gives an urgency here that we teach people to be endeavored to keep the unity of the Spirit. And that is, there is one body. There is one Spirit. As you are called into one hope. See, people don't even believe that. They don't believe that we all been called in one hope of your calling. See, they take that and separate it. And say, well, you know, I've been called to be a preacher. I've been called to be a pastor. I've been called to be this. Brother and sister, I'm just going to tell you straight up what's going on. You've been called to be part of Christ's body. So allow Christ, which is the head, to orchestrate his own body. So if it so happens that you are working as one in this body, because there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, then that's what we're going to do.
That's exactly what
we're going to do. But now if you take truth out of that, you're not going to see this stuff. When you remove truth, you'll never see this. When you remove truth, you'll say, hey, I can't be perfect. It's like a slap in the face to God. When God has already told you, you're part of him. Yeah, you're part of him. 2 Peter 1:4. Read that for me, Evangelist Sharon, if you don't mind. 2 Peter 1:4. See, I want you to know, not only does 2 Corinthians 5:17 say you're a new creature, but 2 Peter 1:4, tell us what that says, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your backs on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
So, I know what Satan tells you. Oh, I'm not lusting after women. I'm not lusting after men. I'm not lusting after drinks. I'm not lusting after... See, that's what he wants you to know. That's what Satan wants you at right there. Instead of you seeing the truth, you're trying to lust after religion, and it hadn't become a reality to you. Oh, I'm serving. So you lusting to be, I don't know, maybe to be a pastor and you want a nice suit. I don't know. But anyway, what he's talking about is a religious world. Lusting after being religious. Oh, I'm
all
not
right.
Religious. Yes, you are. Because there's a worldly church and you're lusting after the things in the worldly church. See, don't be fooled by the God of this world. There is a God of this world who want to keep you trapped in his stuff. He don't want you to break away. You break away from that organized church, buddy. And Satan, he gets very angry.
Mm-hmm. All right, say that.
See, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, not to a building, but to the church, to people.
The Bible
says you are part of a divine nature. You've been given this.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take your part. That's the way this works. See, that's what that means. That means you got to take your part. Our job as evangelists, pastors, teachers in Christ, we're talking about pastors that's in Christ. I'm not talking about pastors on their own. I'm not talking about pastors who've been chosen by a deacon or been voted on. I'm not talking about them pastors. I'm talking about pastors that is in Christ. So don't get your feathers ruffled here. I'm talking about pastors that is in Christ. Big difference. And we're talking about that this week, see?
Mm-hmm.
But see, the way you overcome this stuff is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Yeah.
You got to be an overcomer. You got to overcome the devil.
Yeah.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Not in your building. But I'm talking about reality, brothers and sisters. That's why we got to start casting down every vain imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You have to do that, brother and sister. This is about Christ's righteousness, not man. See, man wrote up what he called righteousness, and he won't take you from the Word of God. Our righteousness has to come from the Word of God, not from man, not from religious people.
Hallelujah.
These people, they are practicing religion instead of them allowing you to be a partakers of a divine nature. Do you know what that means? You're partakers of a divine nature. Why? Because you're the body of Christ, man. That's what you are. You're the body of Christ. So instead of us picking people up, filling people up, we want to tear them down. And so, oh, you can't serve God because your dress is too short.
Have mercy.
Throw a blanket around them and start pouring oil on them and say, Christ loved you and edify them and build them up. They ain't building nobody up. Yeah, I know you used to sell drugs, man. You used to do this. Who cares what you used to do?
Come on.
We got to get the body of Christ edified. Build them up. Don't tear them down. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do that.
Amen.
It don't take a lot of wisdom to tear folks down. All you got to do is look at them and start talking about them. That's what a lot of preachers do. You'd be surprised. They wait till Sunday morning and they get up there and their whole sermon is predicated on them looking at you. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm excited about what God's going to do this week. We want everyone to know that this is about Christ's ministry. This is not about believing in me. All I want anyone to do, and this is straight up, brothers and sisters, believe in Christ and his word. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for any questions. And so, Lord, you come in tomorrow and we'll get you.